Is your vote really a choice? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. More and more evidence indicates that we human beings make decisions based on emotion, even when we think we're using logic. And the latest evidence comes from Virginia Tech, where Professor Reed Montague placed his test subjects in a brain imaging scanner and, without telling them why, showed them a series of pictures ranging from cheerful to disgusting.
The positive ones are, you know, fuzzy bunnies and sailboats, and the negative ones are flies on salad or dead bodies.
And then, after recording their unconscious brain scans, and again without telling them why, he asked for their conscious reactions to a series of words.
So it might say something like abortion, gun control, or gay marriage.
The words, as it turns out, were part of a standard test to assess how liberal or conservative you are. And finally, he looked for a relationship between each person's unconscious brain response and their politics. And he was shocked. The unconscious response to the disgusting images turned out to be much more intense among conservatives than liberals, to the point that he could predict each person's politics by looking at their brain scans.
It was so strong that we could look at the response of your brain to the first negative image that you saw and still be in the mid-90s in terms of accuracy.
Wow. And this response appears to be inherited, which tells me before you judge your neighbor for how he voted yesterday, consider that, like sexual orientation, political orientation may not be a choice after all. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.